about in the bathroom. And you know, does he care about the pores in her nose like I do? Would he notice the nuances in her butthole like I do? Probably not. I just like to notice things, you know? So sue me. Hard to know what to do because I want to get back together, and right now she doesn't, but we had a long phone call the other night that suggested that she might want to work things out, but at the end of this hour-long phone call, she reversed it all and said she didn't want to get back together, even though everything she had said and I had said in this exchange, it was really frustrating. And it's really hard to not want to see her, you know, or when I do see her, it's really hard to not want to, like, kiss her, or hug her, or smell her, or fight with her. So we decided that we can't see each other, like, or talk to each other. But every time we decide that, she ends up, like, calling me and texting me multiple times about trivial things. Like whether I need a microwave or not at 1:30 in the morning. Why are you asking me about a microwave at 1:30 in the morning? Part of me hopes there's subtext. But part of me fears that subtext is really just to mislead me from thinking that she's hanging out with this guy. But I don't know. That one's fun. So I found out what the guy's name was. It's Phoenix. He rides a fat hog. He's a tattoo artist. In my mind, not seeing him, he's like a mythological creature, you know? And I'm a real man. But I ride a mountain bike. And I don't have any tattoos. And my name's Ben. I'm as real as it gets. Maybe I'm too real for her, you know? Maybe I'm too real for you guys right now. Probably not. Probably just real enough, right? Real enough for this moment. So I just moved to a place over here, 22nd Glenarm, 2215 Glenarm Place, Studio B, if anybody wants to hang out later. I'll give you more of my sad sack tale in detail. I have to go clean our place because I said I would. I said, I can't see you. I don't want you to be there. So I'll do all the cleaning. But those things underneath the burners are really hard to get clean, you know? Unless you want to do, like, go the tacky route and put, like, foil on them. Which, you know, you have to decide to live a tacky lifestyle, but then when you move out, it's, like, all good. Not that, like, foil is tacky. It's not. It's functional. Totally functional. So, I'm staying with my mom and Thornton. And she won't stop calling me. You know? This breakup was the best thing to happen to my mom in a long time. You know? Might as well just crawl back inside of her vagina. Or at least suck on her boobs or something. youngest, so it kind of makes sense that I would always run back to her. And the funny thing is, like, my ex-girlfriend and my mom, they work at the same place. My mom got my ex-girlfriend a job. Kind of interesting. My parents are divorced. Maybe that's typical with parents, you know, to get divorced. Is anybody in here divorced? Going through a heartbreak right now? Anybody? What's worse, heartbreak or heartache? It might be a rhetorical question. Sometimes you can't tell, though, the difference. I'm sick of crying, you know? My eyeballs can't take any more crying. I haven't, like, lost my voice from yelling. I haven't hurt anybody. I haven't hurt myself yet. But I think that's probably why my mom's, like, calling me all the time. She just wants to make sure her baby's okay. And if she was here, she would realize that I'm not. Good for me. This is good for you guys too. It's good for everybody. Oh man. Okay. All right.